Music and Booze with Mo is co-produced and distributed by Nitty Grits, the media division of the National Food and Beverage Foundation, changing the world one taste at a time. Welcome to Music and Booze with Mo. I'm Mo Herms, and I've worked in the music industry most of my life, so have met some pretty amazing musicians over the years. I also love a good cocktail, and I've encountered some really interesting bartenders as well. It seems that there is a lot of crossover, so when I can, I like to talk to musicians and bartenders about music and booze. Join us at the bar, won't you? For the next few episodes, we'll be doing something a little special here on Music and Booze with Mo. It is my tropical summer of cocktails. I've never made a secret of my love for tropical and tiki. I love wearing flowers in my hair. I always have. I grew up by the beach. Surfing was a big part of my life. Tiki naturally fell in line with all of that. And tiki is going through quite a resurgence, revival. There are many, many things going on in the tiki world and the tropical world, so I took it upon myself to talk to various friends and colleagues and new friends about their lives in the tiki world, and it's been tons of fun talking to these folks about their tropical creations and such. So join us for the summer as we have Mo's Tropical Summer on Music and Booze with Mo. Music and Booze with Mo is brought to you in part by Barkeeper, a head shop for cocktail lovers located in the Sunset Junction area of Silver Lake. Stop by for barware, vintage glassware, a carefully curated selection of spirits, and one of the most impressive collections of bitters anywhere. That's Barkeeper in Los Angeles. Check them out online at barkeepersilverlake.com, or better yet, just head on down to the store. This week on Music and Booze with Mo, we go to Italy. Actually, Italy comes to us. Might be the better way to put it. We're going to be speaking with Daniele Della Pola of The New Lounge in Bologna. And he also is responsible for Esotico Miami, which will be a new cocktail and tropical chow place opening up in Miami in November, as well as Almea Liqueurs, which are being distributed in the United States. Most states, not all of them, but it's Almea Liqueurs. We're going to talk plenty more about that. So sit back and relax. We're going to do some Italian-style tiki for you now. So we are going to talk, if you don't remember, about music and cocktails, music and booze. So tell everyone who you are. See the microphone. Right. So who are you?
My name is Daniele Della Pola. Mm-hmm. And what I do for a living is making cocktails.
You make cocktails. And so you have a bar in Milan?
Bologna.
Bologna.
We have two bars in Bologna and one restaurant. I do consulting for hotels or private bars sometimes. Now the main thing is I'm traveling since October, doing a tour, what I call it a real tiki tour. I'm just going around the world, having a workshop and guest bartending in best city and then best country.
And have I, am I correct in that I've heard you are working on a bar in Miami as well?
Okay, this is especially this.
Or is this a secret still?
No, it's not. It's not. It's officially, we've signed the contract. We have the bar.
Okay, there you go.
Also, we just got in our new job actually.
Oh,
we own
because you don't work enough already.
No, exactly. we own a brand.
Oh, so brand.
It's a liquor company called Alamea, which is right there.
Oh wow! I'm looking at Alamea.
Yeah, Alamea means precious.
This is a rum? No.
Yeah, it's rum based liquor.
Oh, so they're liqueurs.
So we have spiced rum, which is Alamea spices.
Oh wow!
We have. Hawaiian coffee liquor, which is called, the Hawaiian coffee liquor with Kona.
Oh,
we
wow.
have the pimento, rum liquor. And we have the peach brand, which is not rum, it's
wow.
peach.
I need to take photos of that. So
yeah, this is our new baby, actually. We just got in, we are ready in 7 countries.
Oh, really? So is this in the United States yet?
Yes, it just arrived, actually. And then in a few months, we are ready to... I will bring it to you at TQ Oasis.
Okay. Oh, you'll be at TQ Oasis.
Yeah, I will be there.
Fantastic.
I will be there. I will bring product there as well. Okay. I'm gonna do a workshop there too.
Okay. Oh. Well, I have the cocktail pass, so I'll make sure I'm there.
And basically, yes, Miami is happening. We're gonna do our best to open it in November. We wanna be ready for our best. So the name of the bar will be Exotico.
Exotico?
Yeah, tell your story.
So it's like Exotico, but
yeah.
with an S?
So the idea was Exotico at the beginning, mm-hmm. but also was the name of the brand at the beginning. Mm-hmm. But I changed it because both, when I went to Vegas for the bar show, mm-hmm. I found was a tequila brand called Exotico.
Oh.
And the story behind this is the logo, which is a starfish.
Oh, wow.
But the starfish, Alamea is a starfish, actually.
Is that okay?
And
is it? Yeah. I have to go look at the bottle closely.
Yeah, get the Hawaiian. I mean, whatever you like.
Yeah. We have someone else in the room who's illustrating this, right? Oh, it's beautiful. So there's a starfish on the bottom, and it's Alamea Exotic Infusions.
See, Alamea means precious in English.
Precious.
Alamea is a story of.
Thank you.
Is a starfish that basically, when you step on. Mm.
You step on the
You step on you got big time here.
Oh.
So what happened? But the same things that you take the Alamea, you turn it the other way around, mm-hmm. you step on again, everything goes away.
Really?
Yeah.
This is a story.
This is a beautiful thing. This is happened in Polynesia, and then the fishermen, they take this also they made there is a saying to say, hey, for Alamea, that mm-hmm. basically means, everything bad happening in your life, mm-hmm. everything happen, it's the same thing can make you a better man. Can make you. So this is the sense.
It's
also
the idea of learning from your experiences,
mistakes
or bad experiences. That's
so Alamea is kind of, so it hits you and at the same time, it make you feel better. It make
nice.
You, and then also when you, another thing I like is that if you try to cut the Alamea, you cut Alamea in two, those two become four.
Oh, true. And you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 at this time.
So,
how did you, living in Italy, how did you get into tiki?
I know, I was in America first.
You were here first?
Yeah, I was born here. I was living here.
Okay, you were born here in the United States?
No, I was born in Milan. And
okay.
I came here for vacation and never left.
So
I met his mama.
It's always the kids, the baby mamas that drag everyone over, huh?
No, this is not a wife, the one you met last year. You came here, he was here last year.
Was she?
You were here.
I was here last year.
Yeah, you remember.
Did I meet your wife last year?
Yeah, I was with a small baby, a sister. Sister.
Oh, okay. Oh. So much drinking involved.
No, it's not here this time. Anyway, so it's been more than 4 years. I'm looking for a place in Miami to come back because Italy is too hard to work.
Yeah.
Even we got a lot of taxes, a lot of expenses for employees.
Oh, I live in California. It's very similar.
No, I believe you know, you don't pay 60% taxes in Italy.
That is true. That is true.
So I'm talking about hard to work and every day is getting worse. Mm. And also, you know, the city where I'm staying now is Bologna, which is beautiful, mm-hmm. but it's too small for me.
Yeah. So you were able to So you learned about tiki here in the States?
No, yeah, I learned always my life. I always like to make tropical drinks. Mm-hmm. So even before any bartender you met here, I was making tropical drinks
just for yourself? And
no, for myself. It's been 30 years I've been in the bar.
Yeah? So when did you first start bartending?
I was 17. At his age, I was already guest bartending.
And that was in Italy still?
In Italy, and then at 23, I came to America.
I was in London last summer and kept meeting Italians.
A lot of Italian ones.
All over London. And at some point, I started asking, why are you all here? Why are there so many Italians? And they said, well, we can get the work here because Italians are better at hospitality than they are in London. So we can do the work here and then get the experience to put behind our names and then take it back to Italy and open someplace up. I heard that quite often.
Yeah, I mean, but I think it's the worst thing to do, because if you're in London, you make money, and the money you wanna open a bar in Italy?
No.
I suggest.
I'm like, but you opened a bar in Italy.
I opened three places. But not.
Are they all tiki?
No. There's one tiki bar, one classic Italian restaurant, and the first Bloody Mary bar in the world.
Oh, in, wow.
Bologna.
Nice.
We use the Bloody Mary and super fancy.
With all the...
Yeah, we've got 30 Bloody Marys. Just savory cocktail. Let's say margarita, Bloody Mary, sangria. Anything you would really like to drink when you eat. Mm-hmm. So you don't drink a Manhattan having, fajitas. Mm-hmm. You drink a good margaritas.
How did Italy respond to these?
It takes time, especially the Bloody Mary bar takes time. The new lounge is already an institution.
A new lounge is the tiki bar.
Is the tiki. New lounge is already an institution.
Oh, really? And how long is new
17 years.
17 years?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
18
years. So your entire life, basically.
Yeah.
New lounge. Yeah.
Just about. 1 or 2 years after.
That's amazing.
So is the...
So when you opened new lounge in Bologna, how was the reaction to this? Because this
was
probably very... It was not a tiki bar at that time?
I came back from America, vodka was very popular.
Well, yeah.
I did a lot of Cosmopolitan, which was crazy. I was the first one having cranberry juice there. Mm-hmm. We have no Grey Goose, no Belvedere, because it was not imported yet. Mm-hmm. So I was bringing back and forth on my traveling just to show people. But anyway, we had one full page of cocktail. This was just pina colada. Mm-hmm. Pina colada has always been my signature drink.
Yeah.
And all the twist of pina colada.
I have a good pina colada.
There is a picture of when I was 18 years old with a already opening pineapple.
That's a skill. I couldn't do it.
No, the thing is, I always like tropical cocktails. And if you ask me maybe a recipe of classic IBA cocktail, I know because I studied, but I don't know how to make it, because I'm always focused on the classic cocktail. Mm. I like rum. Classic tropical cocktail.
So you like rum. I've never been to Italy, which makes me very sad. My mother actually used to teach in Florence.
Nice.
A couple of summers she would teach Spanish literature in Florence. But what is the drink of choice generally in Italy?
So we are the biggest country for rum in the world.
Really?
In Italy you can buy 1,000 rum for your bar, for your rum.
Always? It's been this way for quite some time?
It's been for a long time.
I had no idea.
I mean, we
How
have
was there not
cigars.
A tiki bar before?
No, it's not part of the culture. There is people drink rum after dinner. Drink
with
rum
a cigar?
Coke. There is this culture. Also, Italians go on vacation.
A lot.
They like vacation. They go to Caribbean. They go to this place. They like Caribbean woman and they like rum. So after they they go on vacation in a Caribbean place and then you want to have rum.
And then you come home and
you come home and you want rum. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened to the Italians. And then also we got a lot of personality.
A lot
of people, not personality, how you say personaggi?
Characters.
Correct.
Oh, you mean individuals?
Individual
people.
These people, they are rum collector and rum importer. So if you're looking at like a Caroni rum is on, all the Caroni rums in the world is owned by Italian.
I never knew this.
So Caroni is like, we have Luca Gargano, which is the biggest rum guy, one of the biggest rum guy in the world, that he basically buy rum in the Caribbean and then bring it to Italy. We got another man that just died. It's called Samaroli. He buy rum everywhere in the world. He bring it to a slow age in Scotland. They bring it to just my bar. We have 195 rum on the list.
Wow.
I don't know how many American bars they have this kind of rum.
Well, particular bars do. I mean, if you look at Smuggler's Cove, or you know, there are certain places, or Konya in Los Angeles. But it's something that's developed in the last decade, I think.
Yeah, we've been. When we opened in 2001, we had 45 rum.
Wow.
So it was already
definitely more than
bars I've been to. Yeah, and we have also like 20 vodka because bringing here and there. But and now people say, oh, I have. Then we have one, and then rest of the under 50, under 95 one. But the problem now, the gin explodes, so it might looks like you need to have a lot of gin as well.
Gin, yeah, gin has definitely been a thing. But I've also noticed here in the States anyway that obviously mezcal has been something that people are very into. But agricole rums are also on the rise.
Agricole rum, you need to understand that, so it takes time.
It takes time.
Agricole rum, how it used to be like 5 years ago, is different now.
Yeah.
Because agricole rum was just for island people, some for some French lover, and some like a cocktail fanatic. Mm-hmm. But the original rum is between 50 and 55. So now they would understand all those people that produce rum. They make it better rum, aged, better blended, and 40 ABV. So it's affordable for people to you know, they understand more. I mean, they learn how to drink alcohol rum, and then they can go to try it. I mean, the original one.
So when you opened up New Lounge in Bologna, you know, you were working, they already appreciated the rums, but you were bringing tiki drinks to them.
No, after it took a while to bring it.
Yeah.
Like,
so like tiki drinks?
You know, it took a while to start making all the tiki drinks because the beginning was a big mix.
Yeah.
So, to be honest, at the beginning, if you want a Long Island Cosmopolitan
Dirty
Martini, you can have that.
Yeah.
But until like 2001, 2011, 2010, we
started. You were making tropical drinks.
Planter Spars, Pina Colada, Daiquiris, Margarita, all tropical were always there. Mm-hmm. Mai Tai, Arica, Rum Runner, Rum Julep, Jamaican Julep. We always had like the rum punch. Mm-hmm. We always had the Mai Tai, the Scorpion, the kind of rum. And then when we decided to go and take it full on, it was like 2010, 2011, we start cutting a lot of bullshit. and then said, look, if you want a Long Island, let me give you a zombie instead or a foam cutter.
Nice, very
so,
nice.
So now at this point, we have zombie on draft.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Zombie's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I'm too. So Exotico in Miami will be the evolution of New Lounge. Will be a tiki cocktail bar, but in a tropical jungle environment.
And you've been doing classes while you've been here as So what, when you travel around, what kind of classes are you teaching? How to make a certain kind of cocktail?
Yeah, it's more deep inside, like for bartenders, more specific on history of cocktail, of the specific cocktail who made it, the history of tiki. And basically what is now is what I do, which is the new tiki, what I call it.
Which is new tiki?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And new tiki, like the bar.
So it's NU.
Yeah, exactly. The thing is how to say is in San Diego, I will do take it easy. We'll call it Tiki Easy. It's going to be simplified tiki, which is like I read a lot of bars here, they have like 11 ingredients. Mm-hmm. And what I try to do for the small bar is that if you're not a tiki bar, but you're tiki oriented, or you want to put like 5-10 cocktail tiki in your bar, what you're going to do is do 3-step cocktail. I mean, if you need to do like a big bamboo, you need two rums, and you need two rums, and then you need orange, grapefruit, lime juice, and then you need honey and passion fruit puree, for example. What I do, I just make a Dan mix, what they call it. I use honey, use agave with passion fruit puree, and this is Dan mix. And then I use the citrus mix, which is grapefruit, lime, orange together, it's equal part. And then I do the rum blend number three, example, depends. So when I do the big bamboo, whatever, I take the Dan mix, I put the citrus mix, I put the blend of rum, blend out. So I take three bottles, then the six or seven. Same things, the Dan mix, I'm gonna use it for the the Dan special daiquiri, which is it's not with crushed ice, it's shaken and with a Sauvignon Coupette, which is have a different rum blend. I add just lime, not the citrus mix, and the same Dan mix. So one, two, three.
So it's like an easy way.
Easy way
to bring tiki.
What is it? Yeah, but easy
an
way.
Easier way.
No, the easier way for high volume bar. And you know, I try to inspire people to make your own orgeat with a different taste, and with the same orgeat you make different mixes, adding a bit of pimento, a little vanilla, or just adding you know, any spice you like. So play with that one. And also using maybe already mixed it, like some mix with pineapple as well, and you know, and make it easy.
So you're giving them building blocks, as it were, a foundation.
Yeah, what the thing is, and then maybe I do cocktail in parts instead ounce or milliliters. That means if you need to do the bamboo, you know, they have one part of sour, which is the citrus mix, two of sweet, that which is the Dan mix, and then that rum and then boom.
And then
it's
done.
Easy. Yeah, it's very easy.
So part of the hospitality in all of this, and since you do actually own establishments and you go around, is the other part of this is the music part. So in Italy, for these bars, well, you've got spaces here too. What kind of music setup do you have at the new lounge?
So, my music is a big deal for me. The thing is, I was in control even when I travel.
Yeah.
Kevin is our music specialist. He knows a lot about, especially this kind of music, like rock and roll, surf, punk rock, all this stuff, anything. For me, using Spotify was like a lifesaver, because I used to spend a lot of money for CD. And then put the CD in the computer, make the playlist, put it there. It was kind of illegal because you need to have you need to pay the taxes.
You have to pay the publishers, yes.
Yeah, the publisher. Even if you buy the CD and then you make your own, you still need the original, the bar. So with Spotify, it changed a lot. I was so happy that so you can make your own playlist and then I can control it. So if I want to see what they play, I just log in.
You can look in right now?
No, I can look and I can change it from here.
Oh, really? They must love that.
So you see what it is. And then I can check the camera and see the crowd.
Wow.
I can check the camera and see the crowd.
So controlling.
and then change the music if I don't like it.
If you think that it's too mellow over there.
Too mellow, too.
Or too up. Too rowdy, perhaps. So what is your music of choice, though, for your bar?
For my bar?
I know it depends on the time of day. It depends,
let me go to this point, which is very important. There is a part of my presentation. I have 24 hours presentation, split in 4 days, about tiki culture. And there is a couple of, 1 hour just talking about exotica, how the exotica was born, and actually, one of the biggest expert of the kind of cocktail music or exotica is Italian, Mondo Exotica.
True. That's a very good point. It's so stupid that hadn't occurred to me, because that mid-century style music, the beautiful movie scores, or just even the kind of go-go music and everything, like Piero Ulamare and things like this that came out of there at that time.
You could look at the Italian-American swing.
Yeah.
Or what they call it, the mob music, like Louis Prima and Angelino Zuma, Mambo Italiano. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a perfect match on the ticket.
It's true. It's absolutely true.
So I just now going on Mixcloud to find any artist I like. There's some good tickets, Otica, I like it. Mm-hmm. But I will start with this music and go like Exotica. When you open is nice. Dinner, you go a little bit on mambo, mm-hmm. Mambo, cha-cha-cha, calypso, mm-hmm. a bit, or some other kind of...
Because it's a little more...
Yeah, more. And then, you know, if you tell me a Friday night at 1:30, I will play Back in Black of CDC. Yeah, because...
You have no fear. It's time to rock.
No, because if I get the bar's full, and the guys, you know, it's all about people. If you want to find a bar, bartenders make the thing.
Yeah.
Our team is, we have, in our bar, we have a smog machine. So what we do, we have animal mask. What we do is, if you see a video of us in the Peaky Christmas, we do live rockabilly band.
Oh, really?
Then, yeah, we do DJ set with the rockabilly. And then, you see, like the bar is like a good vibe, and then, you see smoke come out, can't see anything. And then live we come out with a real animal mask, like the horse, the gorilla, mm-hmm. and then start back in black, and then I come over and spitting fire.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I do a spitting fire. So what I that's just
so like a crazy jungle thing.
Yeah,
happens.
Exactly. Actually, that's more Highway to Hell moments. No!
You know when it's really reached.
Oh no, we know. The guy said you ready. The guy stick the mask. I put the. I make sure
you
the
put
next
the AC/DC
one plays.
AC/DC
and fire! Wow. They make cocktail faster. Believe me.
I hear that a lot. That when the music is faster, you're making the cocktails faster because the energy comes up a little bit.
What I don't like when.
Can you make the cocktails that fast when you're wearing an animal mask on your face?
No, with that one, we just do a free shot for them. Okay.
If I can add to the music, I remember when I was little.
I'm like, we need to record you somehow.
We would have
here, wait.
So much music.
Let me give you this.
On.
We're talking about music again, so on, introduce yourself, because you've been in the background this whole time.
I'm William Dalla Pola, mm-hmm. the son of Daniele Dalla Pola.
The heir
to the throne of the great Daniele Dalla Pola, international bartender. The greatest on the planet.
You have something to say about music here?
I remember when I was little, I would be in the bar in New Lounge. We would have on this little, was it white or black, the iPod?
Yeah, the black iPod.
The
right?
little
actually,
black.
Actually, we had the first iPod.
The little first iPod.
Oh. No, we have the white one. No, we had the first one.
It was the thick one with the little scroll bar, the heavy, thick one.
Very heavy.
I think we still have that one.
It could hold so much music.
Oh, it held so much music. People loved those still.
We had every imaginable song on there. We would plug it in. It would, whatever song you put, the vibe would be, it would work. You could play anything. You could play anything from Gangster's Paradise to, like you said, AC/DC, anything, and people would love it. It's just, it's the vibe of Daniele Dalla Pola.
Stop it.
It's
you're back.
It's him. You know?
So
that's all I wanted to add.
I think that's a good thing to add.
Thank you, Bobby.
I think that I know you've raised him well. I think
Look, this is will be the layout of the bar.
Having a bar, there's a lot of personality involved at the bar. So if you're the man behind the
the same.
If he's running it,
then yeah.
So I just flew to Miami. I was in Puerto Rico before. I went 2 days in Hong Kong, but before that, I was in Puerto Rico. I flew Miami for an afternoon, and then I had a meeting with the architect to see where to put the music. I mean, we need the plug, so I say I need a plug to the music. Here, 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 here,
so
everywhere.
We're looking at a diagram of this is going to be Esotico in Miami.
Yeah, this one.
So we can see how much music will be all over this.
So it's going to be music everywhere. I mean, a plug. So you want to come, I can plug you in any part of the place, because we're going to, I don't know where, which band, which DJ. So I will choose where to put the same moment. So this is also in a private room.
Does that mean you're going to let your patrons play their own music?
No.
I was going to say.
No. You are a DJ, and then I decide tonight to put the DJ there. Because I want to do everything before. We have a special table here. I want the DJ here. So the DJ will be close to the table. And the next day, the DJ, I already put one in behind the bar because I'm going to DJ. I DJ myself.
Yeah. It took him this long to tell us that?
No. Okay, well, let's listen to this story. You know Montenegro?
Yeah.
So Montenegro bought one of my cocktails called Montenegroni 3 years ago. And they decided to do a tour with me, with Montenegro, and they asked me to come up with an idea, to go and make this cocktail around Italy, so the principal city. You know, I come up with this idea, let's do this. One of my guys come make cocktails, and then I'm DJ. So basically, I asked for an iPad Pro, which is this one I have in my hands.
Okay.
So, and then I did it on Spotify, we created the Montenegroni Tunes. And here is my program. And then we have a special guest plug-in. I go behind the bar, Kevin, I'm making cocktails, and me, DJ.
And there we have the music.
One, two, three, cuatro.
Plus, I like to play with this.
Now I don't have to edit music into the podcast because we have it.
Oh. Welcome to the morning night, guys. Done.
So that's just an example of what happens when you're behind the board.
Yes. So that's Kevin can tell you that sometimes I just when it's very busy, stay there, my 10
and
minutes
of
glory.
And you'll just start doing that.
And I wouldn't know what to wait for when they come. They ask me to put music. I know you can't say, this is the only moment I say no. Because music for bar is for bar. I mean, you do music for people, but only you understand the vibes. Because people, they can come, they want to listen a song for them. But you live in their bar.
Yeah.
So you know what is good for their bar. Do you agree?
Yes. No, absolutely. I mean, I've done enough. I used to program music for restaurants and bars across the country for many years.
So this is the
and yeah, we had to, you know, when I did this.
Monday in the local band, Ticket Live Rockabilly, DJ set, local band, Tropical House, because also this place will be on the heart of Miami Beach where
like in South Beach.
Sorry, Miami Beach. The heart of downtown. And good, it's not.
You have to be ready for the party.
I want to have the people there are going to be, they're not the tourist crowd.
Yeah, it's the actual folks who live in Miami.
They live in Miami, they spend money. I mean, good people with good money, they live maybe not all year round, but they be there. So, what happened is, I'm going to have good music. So, and then I say Tropical House, I'm going to do some
house. I love Tropical House.
I will do those kind of music that people normally dance as well. Mm-hmm. We are 2 blocks from the clubs. So I'm not afraid if we have a permit to open till 5 o'clock, Friday, Saturday, after 2 o'clock, I will go with good vibe, boom. Like some good vibes, people can order cocktails or bottle service. I don't care.
You like all kinds of music. It sounds like you're very familiar with all sorts of it. What are some favorites of yours?
Yeah, me. Depend of the moment.
Yeah, well, I guess we can say that about anything.
Okay,
so,
let's
pick a couple.
Let's say rock. Mm-hmm. I mean, a classic rock. I can listen like Guns N' Roses, of course. I love Guns N' Roses.
Oh, Guns N' Roses.
I love Guns N' Roses. Yeah. I love Terrence and Darby.
Oh, I haven't thought about him in a long time. No, I bet a lot.
Look, I love Terrence and Darby so many concerts. I love Jackie Wilson. Like Repeat, I can listen to Repeat many, many times. I love 90s R&B.
90s R&B?
Oh, you like a Regulator, like...
90s hip-hop. He got me into hip-hop. Into
90s hip-hop.
Yeah, because you used to sing... No, even early.
Good era, though. Yeah. That was a good era.
Even early, because we used to sing...
My favorite song is...
I tell you.
Is Rapper's Delight.
Is that Rapper's,
Delight by Sugar Hill Gang.
Of course.
My favorite song.
Especially when you're a kid and you hear that song, it's kind of perfect.
I know that we remember our song by heart.
Abi Baba.
Are you guys going to sing for me now?
Okay. No. Let's put it on.
I grew up on that song, 14 minutes.
14 minutes. I know the whole song. You know what's the time? I put it twice in the bar, so you got half an hour.
Yeah.
And people don't understand because it's good run.
they don't know what's going on. They say it never ends. Yep.
Okay.
Everything.
Are you putting it on now?
Oh yes.
I remember singing that song when I was a kid too, because it's a great song for kids to sing.
It's fantastic. Oh yeah, it's classic. Always will be. Things from Snoop Dogg. He got me into Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Everything. everything.
Let me grab this.
And of course, Notorious B.I.G. was for me.
Oh, a good one too. Tupac, of course. So I'll bring it back to booze really quickly because I actually have to run. So. What is rum your favorite spirit?
It is.
Absolutely. No question.
No, see, why you ask me this?
Well, you have this line because sometimes I'll talk to people who make cocktails and it will fluctuate. They'll say, well, I used to love creating with this.
No, you know, rum is my favorite. I do drink other stuff, depend. Mm-hmm. I like Negroni as a cocktail a lot, with rum especially. Mm-hmm. And I like classic tiki as well. I'm a Navy Grog guy. Navy Grog.
Oh, I love a good Navy Grog.
Navy Grog, I love it.
Well, then maybe I'll just wrap it up on that. We'll know everyone. Good Navy Grog and some Guns N' Roses.
We got it.
So a Navy Grog and Sugar Hill Gang. You got to hold it up to the mic.
I need the lyrics.
Oh, are you two going to sing?
I only own one song.
It's this song?
That's the only song I own.
All right, you guys are going to sing. This is what we're going to end on.
Is this just the beat or is this the actual song?
Yeah. They have the lyrics in there.
Should be.
I said a hip hop. Hip-hop, you don't stop it. Bang, bang, the boogie, the up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat.
Holy damn. Then
you take the friends.
Come on, Sam. Abi Baba.
I think while you guys are jamming out,
all right,
we'll say goodbye.
Bye bye, guys. Thank you for following us.
Thank you so much. Don't
forget, we open in Miami in November at Exotico.
You tell everyone, they follow you on Instagram.
Follow me on Instagram, Daniele Dalla Pola, please,
yes.
With one L. When on Daniele and 2L on Paula.
And there we go.
2L on Dalla.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
1L on Paula.
1L on Daniele. Right? 2Ls on Dalla. And 1L on Paula.
All right.
Don't get it wrong.
We see you soon.
Habiba Baba.
Yes, and when in doubt,
mahalo everyone to follow
mahalo,
us.
Mahalo.
I'll see you guys in Exotico in November and TK Oasis in August.
Yay, thank you.
It was fun.
A super thank you to Danielle Dalla Pola and his son William for sitting with me for the podcast today. We heard lots of fun stuff about just, you know, creating, being in Italy, what the scene is like in Italy out there, rocking out. And I don't know, those guys, when they liven up, they really liven up. So, of course, you know that we have a Spotify playlist for you. So go check out the Spotify. The handle is ShebeMo, and you can find more info on my Facebook page, which is Mo Herms. But to get in touch with Danielle, you want to find him on... I think his Facebook is open to the public, so you can look him up there. Danielle Dalla Pola. And also... keep in mind, if you're in the Miami area in November and on, there will be a new cocktail bar, tropical cocktails called Exotico, and Alamea Liqueurs is available out in markets now. And in Italy, the bar he's had for 17 years and slowly transformed into a tiki bar, it's called the New Lounge Bar. That's something you want to check out if you find yourself in Italy. He's been doing it for a long time. He's been teaching people about tiki. He's been a tiki enthusiast for decades. And it's fun to get him from Italy because Italians, they're always a good time. So thanks so much for tuning in. So your heart starts pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so he piles some more on your plate. But while the sticky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream of the moment it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate and your chicken slowly rotting into something that looks like cheese. Music and Booze with Mo is brought to you by the podcast Inside the Desert Oasis Room, which brings you casual and entertaining conversation with artists, mixologists, collectors, and enthusiasts of the tiki world, all while enjoying a tropical cocktail or three. Check it out at DesertOasisRoom.com. Thanks for tuning in to our barroom chats on Music and Booze with Mo. For more info about today's guests and our Spotify playlist, check out my Facebook page, Mo Herms. Please subscribe to the podcast and feel free to tell all your friends about it. Lower your expectations and join us at the bar. Till next time, cheers.